Good morning. We continue today with Das Atzmecha on page Ayin Tes. So the section begins Olam B'matzov Gesisa. We begin actually on the bottom of Ayin Tes. Shinui Zeus Kegoy HaMiskayer. So a change of identity, the Mechaber writes, is like a person, an individual who converts. B'chtei Shelo Namos L'gamri. Remember again in the previous section, the Mechaber spoke about the idea that we often find ourselves in a state of goses, in a state of gesisa. And the Mechaber explained that in those circumstances, a person has to be exceptionally vigilant in terms of figuring out what it is that one needs in order to rejuvenate oneself. So he writes, "Bichtei shlo namos legamri," in order that we, God forbid, not totally disappear. "Muchrochim anu lahamid mivne shel chayim ba'ofen shoneh." We have an obligation to try to figure out how to live differently. To figure out how to forge a different identity. And to understand how we have to experience a change of identity, let's use another mashal, another example. Page Pei. When our forefathers stood on the base of Har Sinai, Nikva mehem Yehudim ba'olam umehem goyim. So something amazing happened in that moment. When we receive the Torah, we transform from just being an Abrahamic nation, children of the Avos and the Mos, to ultimately being a Jewish nation. And there was a Jewish nation, and there were nations of the world. Aval bazeh lo nechtama hafrasha, sharibiyat kol goy, lishanos es hazuhi shelo migoy liyehudi ayyudei sheyiskayer. But interestingly enough, as much as there are different distinctions between the Jew and the Gentile could choose to change his or her identity by simply, not simply, but by choosing to convert. By undergoing a conversion process, a person fundamentally changes their identity. Imhu mal v'tovel u'mekabal of the kaimis kala Torah kula, kichol hilchosel. If a person chooses to undergo circumcision, to immerse in a mikvah, to uphold the tenets of the Torah, mishpateh v'ditukeha, hari shebazeh mishanahu es hazihui ha'atzmi, shelo migoy le'yehudi. By undertaking the mitzvahs, the Torah, the obligations, one changes one's profound identity, that from Gentile to Jew. V'zeh ta'alich shehofeich oso li'ishiyuso acheres legamre. And we know that when a person converts, it's not just simply that they've changed their religion. It's that they fundamentally changed their identity. Mitchila haya goy. At first, the person was a Gentile. Va'achshav Yehudi. And now the person is Jewish. Ze shinhui zehus muchlat. It's a fundamental, profound, and cathartic change of identity. Kinishinispani b'moshal. When we think about this parable, Navin, shanim shalo pachos mizeh. We too have an obligation to try to undergo a fundamental change of identity. Just as the Gentile undergoes the fundamental change of identity, Kach gam kisherotzim anu l'shanos es hazihui shalanu mizihui am olam im olam achomer l'zihui im olam haruchani zehu me'in hatalich shalger shemeshana es hazihui shelo migoy liyehudi. Interestingly enough, the same way when the way the Mechaber explains, going back to what we spoke about before, our greatest challenge is that we often identify with the material world. We're material beings, and so the material world is what we almost instinctively, reflexively identify with. And the job of the Jew is to try to realign that identification from being material beings to being spiritual beings. But he compares that to a conversion. The same way that when the Gentile converts to being a Jew, it is a fundamental change in identity. So too, when we convert, so to speak, from identifying with the material world to identifying with our spiritual selves, that too is a conversion of sorts. Hama'asim shahagoy osa gedei lishtanos lios Yehudi, orchim kamadakos. The truth is, if you think about the mechanistic aspects of conversion, they don't take all that long. Bris milah, circumcision. Tevila, immersion in the mikvah. V'toch chatzi shahu achri akol. Aval zehu maaseh shehofech osu legamri. Interestingly enough, by mechanistic conversion, you have to do a bris milah. You have to do immersion in a mikvah. And technically speaking, in a little bit of time, a person is Jewish. Em anachnu sevurim שתפקידנו בחיים הוא לתקן מעשה פלוני או מעשה אלמוני, צריך לדעת שזה אותו. And here the Mechaber says something very profound. Often people think that the entire dynamic of change is to just change behaviors. I have to stop doing this, or I have to stop doing that, or I have to change this behavior or that behavior. But in reality, it's not true. Life is, profound change is not about behaviors, or it's not just about behaviors. In a kavana shekol ma she'anachnu osim b'seder, b'vadei shelo, lev yodea maras nafsho, kol echad, elu ma'asim einam ritzuyim v'alav l'shenosam. Ha'ava amos shelamah davar domeh, leger shebemakom l'iskayer hichlit, ani ilich ba'adraga. So he says, imagine for a moment if a person comes to convert and a person says, you know what, I'm not really ready to convert. But instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take on this mitzvah. I'm going to take on that mitzvah. I'm going to perform this, perform that, improve this, improve that. It's very nice. But a person through the prism of Judaism is not doing anything. Because until a person has made the decision to convert, the mitzvahs that one does are essentially meaningless acts. Perhaps it helps a person become a better Noahide, a better Gentile, a more righteous individual. But in terms of making them Jewish, taking on additional behaviors does not create a Jewish identity. And the Mechaber says something amazing. Vaday shav mashal ein adom le'nimshal. Ki Yehudi shemekayim mitzvatam, yesh bo oruchani. Banu rak lechadid es hadvarim shenavim. Hatalich shenidrach me'adam bizmanenu, enenu talich shal tikun zuta, ela mahapech b'chol tzuras achayim. Now, of course, when it comes to a Jew, if a person improves a behavior here or a behavior there, that's certainly meaningful. A person does a little mitzvah here, a little mitzvah there, certainly meaningful. But at the end of the day, little tweakings of our personality are not going to get us where we need to go. In order to become a spiritual being, we have to first experience a change of identity. We'll see, some could experience that change of identity all at once. Some have to do it stage by stage, piece by piece. But if all I do throughout life is address an issue here, address an issue there, try to do this a little better, try to do that a little better, but I don't look at my holistic identity, then in reality, a person is never going to be able to identify as a spiritual being. And he gives a mashal, he gives an interesting parable. Mashal ma'ad davar domeh, to give a parable to this. Adam noig birachbo, u be'emtza derech megaleh shiyesh penser begalgal. Person's driving, and then he has a flat tire. So what happens? Hu otzer b'tzad, mefarik b'kamer b'ragim, machlif galgal u'mamshich l'nsa. So what happens? I get a flat tire, I pull over to the side, I change the tire, and I continue on my way. Aval ma kore im chas v'shalom over tu'una im mas so'it v'arechem nimchatz l'kir. What happens, God forbid, if a person gets into a car accident, and a person ultimately, the car slams against the wall, against the divider. Chutz milim kor es ha'shalet. So sometimes the accident is so bad that the car is totaled. You can't do anything with the car. Maybe you could sell it for spare parts, but there's no way you could rehabilitate the vehicle itself. I could ask for repairs from the insurance company. If I get into a significant enough accident, if I get enough money from the bank, hopefully I can go ahead and make the repairs. And if the money falls short, I have to take a loan from the bank and buy a car. But there's nothing I could do with the totaled vehicle. The vehicle itself is beyond salvation. It's beyond repair. Navin, shehamatzav bo anu nimtzaim hu kmo adam sha'avar tu'nei masa'it o nimchatz l'kir no nishar klum. So the Mechaber writes that there are some times in life where we don't just have a flat tire, but we've totaled the vehicle. And when you total the vehicle, the only way to get back on the road is to try to purchase a new one. Ela shekol kach nischaknu b'metzios ha'achshavit shel ha'olam, sha'afilu lo samim lev lena'aseh itanu. And sometimes we don't even realize. We think we're just a little low on the tire, in the air of the tires. We think we just have a little flat tire. But in reality, we don't even realize the fact that sometimes the car of identity has really been totaled. Kolametziusi kal kachumris adam mistapik bekriyas alon torani tov b'shabbes v'ulai gam mizdami lo lishmo sicha musaris pam b'shavua aval hichan munachim kolachaim shalom. So the Mechaber says that what happens sometimes is our spiritual identity is in a state of disrepair. So what do? We try to go ahead and fix the flat tire. We try to go ahead and, you know, do a little bit of a cosmetic tweak. We learn a little here, improve this midah, try to work a little bit on this, take on this mitzvah. And all those are beautiful things. They're wonderful things. But if in reality, it's not a flat tire that's the problem, but it's the car itself that's been totaled, all of these little tweakings, while they may be nice, will not address the core issue. Heichan hazihui shelo. The fundamental question I have to ask myself is, how do I identify? What is my identity? Ha'adam ha'memutza rachok merchak rav mimashala liyos. Sometimes we are so far from where we need to be. But the first step, before we even figure out what we need to do, is the first step I have to ask myself is it just a flat tire? Or has the car been totaled? If it's a flat tire, then wonderful. Then I have to identify why the tire is flat, how I got into this situation, and where the spare tire is. Where is the remedy to this issue? And then I'm in luck. I have a clearly identified issue, and there's a clearly identified resolution. But sometimes the life issue is much more profound. Sometimes it's not the tire, but the car in totality that has just been demolished from a major life incident, a major life accident. I can't repair the car. I can't replace the parts. I need to start new. I need to reorient myself. I need to create a new identity. And posits the Mechaber, sometimes that's the first question we have to ask ourselves in life. What is our current identity? What do we identify? Do we identify more primarily with the physical world, or do we identify with the spiritual self? And if we identify with the physical world, perhaps just a little too much, how do we go about repairing the identity? Or better stated, how do we go about realigning our identity and starting new? This is the question the Mechaber ultimately leaves us with for now. A question that in Yirtzeh Hashem we will have to begin to discuss next week as we leave off again in the middle of page Pei Aleph. I take this opportunity to wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos.